Welcome to Geeky Live. Hello, everybody. I'm Frankie D. You are in Geeky Live. This is a podcast dedicated to you and me, geeks. Everything from movies, TV shows, hobbies, life, relationships. Anything we talk about us, what we are, what we are going to be, this is for you. And I hope you join me every week, every Friday, an episode of Chess Geeky Live. I hope you can say,
you had me at hello. You had me at hello.
Did I catch you on hello? Did I catch you? Yeah, I'm sure I got you on hello. After four episodes, I had to get you on hello. Hello, hello, hello. I'm Frankie D. You are in Geeky Live. Yes, you are in Geeky Live. This is a podcast for the geeks, the nerds, everybody who love something like we love. It could be movies, collectibles, video games. And today, what are we going to talk about today? Well, today I talk about my favorite geeky movies. You know, I can make a list of 20, 30, 40, 7,000. And because I do reviews of movies in my YouTube channel, You Reviews with Frankie D, I had too many to choose. But I choose few. And I wonder if you had the same list or some of these ones fit in your list, or movies that meant something to me, something that are geek, something that means in a specific way is part of the genre, or sci-fi, or action, or even could be a comedy. It doesn't matter. My first one, and this is one of my favorite movies of all time. As a matter of fact, I think I said before, I had a poster of the movie in front of me in my studio. When I say my studio, in my desk, in my room, when I got all the microphones and everything on it, my computer and all the lights and everything, let's say my studio, yeah, whatever, I'm too small to have a studio. But first movie is Blade Runner. And I think any geek, anybody who loves sci-fi, this has to be one of the number one, two, or three favorite movies of all time. In 1982, sci-fi Blade Runner with Harrison Ford. This is the beginning of the genre, which is a kind of style of movie that we never see it before. We see it once in a while, but that was something that looks, as a matter of fact, that looks part of the video game Cyberpunk 2077. Technically, people love that game because it's that kind of vibe, that kind of look of Blade Runner. And it's a unique look. One of the best movies, in my opinion, of all time in sci-fi. I still Rotten Tomato, after so many years, still maintain 90%. And if you see the 4K master, and there are many cuts of these movies. I had a director's cut, but there are so many cuts, so many different endings, so weird stuff. But the director's cut, the one that really, to me, value. And Ridley Scott did a perfect job in 1982. It's a great movie, and you never see it. I think it's on Netflix, still on Netflix. It's in so many places. I think Hulu. I think you can see it in Hulu, if you're not wrong, too. And Blade Runner, I'm going to say number one, number two. I say one of the top five or six. I'm not going to put a number to number one or two. The next one, one of my geeky movies all time, Empire Strikes Back. Okay, you say, well, I would say the first Star Wars in 1977 and the second part, that would be Empire Strikes Back or whatever you call it, episode five. And the way they want to do it. But Empire Strikes Back, I think for everybody who loves Star Wars, I think it still is the number one movie of all the fans, and especially in the first trilogy. To me, the number one of the Star Wars would be the first one, is because in 1977, when it came up, and I saw it, I was 17 years old, and I said, what the heck is this? This is, I never see something like this before. This is unique. I mean, we see sci-fi. But something what George Lucas did in the first one, it was insane. And probably that could be the original. But the second one, when you see a sequel, there are not many sequels on sci-fi that really works. And this was not just work. I think it was the base of the trilogy. The Empire Strikes Back, Harrison Ford, everybody in the movie is great. Directed by Irving Kessler, and the story, of course, the George Lucas. And still, after so many years, still Rotten Tomatoes, 94. And, you know, from Mark Hamill, George Harrison, Carrie Fisher, I mean, Billy Dee Williams. It was an outstanding movie. Still, the special effects carry on after so many years. You talk about 40 years, and it's still the special effect. And you see a remaster in 4K. That movie is insanely good. And I still think Empire Strikes Back is one of the best Star Wars all time. That's number two that I say. Would that be in order? I say number one, number two, whatever. Number three, and this is something I just watched the other day. As a matter of fact, this movie became in December the last year, so 2 months ago, a remaster 4K of this movie. This is a 30-year-old movie, which I noticed, I can't believe this movie is 30 years old, technically 31 years old. And it's one of the best movies that Arnold Schwarzenegger done. And it's Total Recall. Total Recall, if you never see this movie, watch it. It's still special effects, and they did a great job on the remastering on the 4K. And if you want to buy them, I think on Vudu, they still have it in 4K for $4.99. Cheaper to buy a DVD. You can buy the streaming in Vudu. And 4K for $4.99. They put in a special. When I saw it, I said, I had to get it because I got the Blu-ray. But 4K would be awesome. They just master it. And you can see the difference in 4K. It's a little bit more sharper, you can see, but this is a great movie, a great action sci-fi movie. Paul Verhoeven is the director. I still, after so many years, it's still 82% Rotten Tomato. I think it should be higher. I think people like it more than what the critics like. And this is one of the first movies the Sharon Stone appear, and she is gorgeous and young in that time. And but Arnold Schwarzenegger is, he nailed it in this one. Total Recall. If you never watch it, watch it. You can watch it in Netflix. I think you can watch it. Yeah, Netflix has it. And if you want to buy the streaming, really, Vudu have it for $4.99. I don't know the other one, but I know they still have it for $4.99 and 4K. That's a very big bargain to buy that movie for $4.99, $5. I mean, it's cheaper than Starbucks coffee, and you can get this classic in 4K. So this is the third movie that I love. And I wonder if you think about it in the same way. The fourth movie, and this is one of my favorite movies. Again, sci-fi all time. It goes around Blade Runner. And you probably would say, really? Really? This one? So I'm going to tell you the first part. Bruce Willis. Okay, you can watch him Hulu. I think you can probably watch it on Netflix, but I know the Hulu still have it. If you don't know where to get it. This is 1997, a sci-fi action movie. And I don't know why Rotten Tomato put it 70%, but what is the name of the movie, Frankie? Frankie, come on, tell me. What is the fourth movie that you love? The Fifth Element. I mean, really, come on, guys. The Fifth Element with Bruce Willis. I mean, Luke Besson, I don't know how you direct. Luke Besson, whatever you can pronounce that French director, did a masterpiece in this movie. I mean, really, this movie was insanely good. It's just like 2 hours and 7 minutes. 1997. It's just one of those movies that just, from the beginning, it looks so, it looked like that kind of stuff, like looks in Blade Runner, looks something different, something out of this world, of course, in the future, and we are in sci-fi. But it looks so cool that it's just, it had to be one of the favorite geeks movies. I mean, Mila Sopovich is awesome there, barely talking in that movie, just doing sounds, and she's a co-star on that. Chris Tucker is insanely funny in this movie, insanely funny. It's one of the funniest movies he done, and this is sci-fi. I mean, Kobe, can you help me, Kobe? I remember that part, that's just He's so freaking out. And Gary Oldman as a bad guy, as a, it's a great movie. It's a movie that if you never watch it, and because you're young and maybe say, I never watched Fifth Element, you will fall in love with this movie. It's so well done. It's so well original. It's just, the special effects are so well, it's still on time. And it looks, it had that kind of look, sci-fi look, they have like a Blade Runner looks. And I wonder, because I love that movie, and I wonder if you love that movie. Let me know. Just put a voice message in my podcast, and I would like to know if you really like it or no. Just give me a sign if you really like it. Another movie, maybe number five. This could be a controversial because my buddy Walter probably will listen to this. Of course, it's going to be a Marvel movie. Of course, it's going to be a Marvel movie. Of course. Is it going to be Captain America? Because my idol is Captain America. Captain America could be the one, but no. Let me tell you why I love this movie. The Avengers, the first one. I mean, I like all the Avengers, but the Avengers, the first one, the 2012, unbelievable movie to me, because I grew up, since I was a kid, I grew up with the cartoons and the Avengers cartoons and the toys, and you see some of the comics, and you always see this, you imagine it yourself, how this will look in the real life, how it will look in a movie, how it looks all together. And when you see this movie, I love first Iron Man when it come, and then we have Thor, the first one, then we have the Captain America. I love it, even so the Walters thing is too slow to me. I think it's a great movie because any origin movie, it's going to be a slow to tell you how it come out. I'm going to defend Captain America forever, and Captain America forever. But it is when you see all these idols that you find in the comics, all your idols when you were a kid, and you see it together in one movie, it was insane. To me, I almost cried. I remember I saw this, and I just went to my daughter, and I said, Dad, you okay? Yeah, shut up, leave me alone. I mean, Joss Whedon directed, it's just a movie that took 2 hours and 24 minutes, I think 2 hours and a half, and I would stay there 3 hours, 4 hours. It's just what they did with that movie. It was from Robert Downey Jr., Chris Evans, Scarlett Johansson. I mean, everybody. It's just everybody was insane in this movie. But again, to me, it was the value of see the childhood toys, the comics, the idols that I see in my mind when I was a kid, see it live in the screen with everybody. And I saw it in the opening day. And when everybody screamed with their, and it's a scene where they're in New York. I think it's in New York. And they're, and they all, one by one, they're in the street, and they all like forming a circle. And they come and I go all the way around and showing, like they're all going to go fight. That to me was a moment that I'm never going to forget the first time I watch it. It's just, I freeze. I just, oh my God. They're alive. Well, I know it's a movie. I understand. Don't make fun of me. I understand it's a movie. I understand they're not real. But to me, these are the toys I played when I was a kid. Dude, they're there. They're talking. They're together. They're alive. They're kicking butt. I just, oh my God, that movie was to me, and still is one of the top five probably all Marvel movies because what represent to see my idols, the idols probably you have, the same way you grew up with the comics, with the toys, you grew up with these people, and when you see it for the first time live in a movie, it's insane. I still think, plus it's a great movie, forget about the feeling to see them alive there. It's just, to me, it's a great movie. Of course, most of the Marvel movies are great. If I see another movie, it would be probably the Endgames. No Endgames because it's the best movie, because it's the end of 22 movies, 22 episodes. To me, every movie was an episode. It was like a season that took 11 years in making. And Kevin Feige is absolutely the genius. I always say to me, he is the genius of movie making. He did something where everybody was laughing and said, dude, what the heck are you doing? I'm going to create a story in 21 movies, 22 movies, all around. And every movie has something to do with other movies. And they're going to be at the end, and it's going to be all together. And when you see in the end games, when they're all coming together, and it's just, and you see Captain America's Avengers, I mean, come on, Gage. Come on. It is, those are, that's why I always support movie theaters. That's why when you see in my, if you go to my channel and you see my reviews, I always, 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 in the end of every freaking review, and I've done almost 400, I always say, support your movie theater. Why? Because I understand the movie. You want to see it in your home, you want to see it in 4K, and you have it in your nicest, biggest screen, and, you know, just HBO Max is going to be in all these movies. But the feeling that you have when you see these kind of movies with the audience is screaming, and usually packed, because I always go on opening night. When you see the movies packed with fans, packed with geeks, what would... We are people, the people that we love these kind of movies. Our geeky guys are dominating this world because Marvel is dominating the world in movies, no matter what you want to say. I don't care if you win an Oscar or not win an Oscar. These are the nominating on the movie and the best movie in the world, but box office, still the Endgame. And nobody going to beat them because I don't think we're going to have that much money collecting again. But that's why I always say support your movie theaters, because these are the kind of movies that you had to see in the theater. These are the kind of movies that you had to see with other people. The feeling that you have when you see these movies, you're never going to replace it. You're never going to replace it being home with your mom or your kids or your friends and having a beer and watching on your big screen. It's not the same. The same is not the same. The same is when you go and see in the movie theater with hundreds and hundreds of people and cheer up and get up and from the seat. And it's just a scream. That is what, it to me, make the Avengers. It's one of the movies that probably... The first time I did it, that it's just ice cream. I get up on my seat, ice cream, where I saw those five Avengers all together. I mean, my daughter remembers, said, "Dad, you embarrassed me." And then she started screaming too. I said, "Really? We embarrass you?" But I, do you feel like that? Do you believe like me that movies had to be in the theater? The movies we enjoy, I know we live in a world of craziness. I know we live in a world with COVID-19 and we had to do the distance and we hope all the vaccine is coming up and we don't have to live in this way for a long time, but we will. The 2021 is not going to be a great year of movies. 2022, I think is all the great movies are coming. But... do you believe? If you believe it like that, just send me a message. Send me a voice message through my site, anchor.fm/your reviews. Or you can just click in podcast and we'll see when you click the podcast. Send a voice message or send a contribution or help, whatever. Let me know. Do you support me in that way? Did you believe that movies need to be done in the movie theaters? Because I love movies and I love movie theaters. And I hope we go back to part of kind of normal sometime this year. But Avengers is my fifth movie or geeky movie. And another one, let's go get off of Marvel. But this is not one movie. Because I was going to say, okay, one movie. No, I can't put it one movie. It's technically a series of movies. It's a series of movies and done six movies, which one movie I wouldn't say is good. It's okay. The other ones are awesome. One better than the other one. It's Mission Impossible. The Mission Impossible series, which started in 1996. Of course, Tom Cruise, genius in this, and he's producing it. He bought the rights on it. But let me tell you why I loved Mission Impossible and why I was very skeptical in the beginning. Because I grew up with Mission Impossible, the TV show in the 60s and late 60s and early 70s. Peter Grave and the original Mission Impossible, the music that is created by the unbelievable composer from Argentina, Lalo Schifrin, who probably made millions of dollars just in the right of that song, who used it in everything in the world. That music is eternal in Mission Impossible. But I grew up watching that show. And just when I find out that he's going to do Mission Impossible, I don't know. A movie, Mission Impossible, how they do it. When they're going to do that, and they're gonna just change the characters. I said, okay, hold on. No, it's not the real guy. So it's going to be Ethan Hawke now. Tom Cruise is going to play a different guy. I said, I don't know about that. I go to see it. Opening day, it's Mission Impossible. I had to see it in 1996. I had to see if they fail. Unbelievable movie. It was the story that gave you the great twist. I never expected. I was going to be upset. No, I wasn't upset. Mission Impossible, the first one, was insane. Insanely good. I mean, I loved the first one. The problem with the second one to me is something that didn't go right. The second one in 2000, I mean, he did it 4 years later. The second one didn't go, but then he went back again. He waited 6 years to come back to Mission Impossible. And he came back with Mission Impossible 3 in 2006. And that it was insane good. That was awesome. Then you got Mission Impossible number 4, which is, again, great, better than better. The stunts are getting better and better. Number 5, it's just, dude, you want to die? What's wrong with you? What's wrong? And then number 6, Mission Impossible Fallout. That was insane. The guy had to learn how to play, how to fly a helicopter to do the right sequel with the camera and him by himself. You're insane, dude. He broke his leg. I mean, and they used that part in the leg. The movie was one of the biggest action movies in a long time, 2018. Now they shoot in 2021. It started in 2020. In 2021, they shoot in number 7 and number 8 at the same time. Because he knows he's getting old. He knows all this world of COVID is going to destroy movies. So they want to do it everything in one shot. And they're doing those two movies in one shot. And I can't wait for Mission Impossible. I think it's supposed to be 2021. I think it's going to be 2022. I don't think they're going to release in 2021. It's going to be 2022. We're going to have to wait. But it doesn't matter. I love Mission Impossible. I love these kind of movies. And I wonder, do you love it too? What do you think about it? Are you like me who love these kind of movies? Because I love Mission Impossible. Is none of your movies list agree with me? You have one list that one of those movies agree with me? Let me know. Just send me a voice message. And let me know, do you agree some of these? Or which ones are you have yours? Send me a message and let me know. Hey, you know what? You forgot this movie. I love this movie. This is a real representation of geeks. Because there are so many movies. We can say so many. I mean, really, from Back to the Future, who knows? I mean, there are thousands. Gattaca is another great sci-fi movie. I mean, there are movies that we can talk about. It can be sci-fi. It could be a comedy. They say, you know what? This is a geek movie. This is a geek that I love. And you should say that. So let me know. Let me know a representation of you. What is it? And at the same time, if you have an idea for the next podcast, why don't you talk to Frank D? Can you talk about this? Can you talk about that? Can you talk about this video game or this movie or whatever you think it is you want me to talk? I talk. Let me know. You have an idea for the podcast? I even say your name because the podcast is going to be dedicated to you because you say the kind of podcast you want. So until the next time, I hope you enjoy this. I hope you enjoy my list. I hope you enjoy my chat. You and me, part of the geeky life. It's just, we are just little by little getting together and just get to know each other. Until the next time, like I always say, support your movies, support your movie theaters, and support your podcasts, and support me. Just subscribe to Geeky Lives, share the Geeky Lives listen to the other episodes, and I hope you come back next week. Again, every Friday at midnight. I'm sorry, midnight would be Thursday, midnight, Friday. Every Friday, you're going to have a new podcast. It will be around 30 minutes, 25, 30, 30 minutes, 35, whatever it is, whatever the conversation is. And you have an idea, let me know. Until the next time, thank you for support. Thank you for staying hello. And thank you for coming back. And if you're first time, I hope you're coming back. Until the next time, stay safe. This way until the next week, but stay safe. Get healthy. Make sure you're okay. We need ourselves. We need our geeks to be united. Until the next time, thank you for coming here. And ciao.